If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
We were going to talk about what people found in their fireplace and chimney, but Sarah had a question for you regarding inspections. It might have been Roy. You know, on home inspections, how many, and here we go with the home inspectors. I'm sure we're going to get freaking lit up here. But you inspecting a chimney and a home inspector inspecting a chimney, two different types of inspections. Can you go into more detail with that?
Sure, yeah. A home inspector typically will look inside the firebox, maybe shine a flashlight up behind the damper and determine that it's dirty or see any visible cracks. If they're good, they'll climb up on the roof. Some of them use a drone. They look for some cracks up there. So they're pretty good at finding that stuff. The stuff that they don't find, other than a handful of inspectors in the Chicagoland area, is
nice to cover yourself there.
inside the flue. In order to see what's going on in there, you have to put a camera up in there. And when there's a real estate transaction, that it's required. So when we come out, you know, we have to do it. We know it's going through a real estate inspection. And it's the only way we know that the flue is safe, is to put a camera up there. That's when we find cracks in the tiles or missing mortar joints, and that's where the expensive repairs come. The problem is, during a home transaction, the buyer may have negotiated a cleaning, you know, for a few hundred dollars, and they think they're good, and they close on the home, and we come in, and it could be several thousand dollars. So you want to know this, whether you're the buyer or the seller, up front, what you're heading, so the deal doesn't have a problem.
Is that what you? I'm sorry. Right. Go ahead.
I'm a little confused. You said if the home is a sales transaction, by law, it's required that they camera the flue.
They should. Yeah, but they don't always do that.
They home break the law.
Right.
These people are going to prison.
I don't think they're going to prison.
What are you in for? Oh, I didn't run the camera.
Yeah, you know. Yeah.
You too.
You too.
Yeah, but per code, National Fire Protection Agency recommends that you do that. So that doesn't always happen, and when it doesn't happen, there's often surprises for the seller. You know, sadly, they got this beautiful home, they negotiated $300, and they want to use their fireplace, and they found out there's a larger problem that they weren't aware of.
How often does that occur?
Often. I think that part of it is probably that, inspectors don't have the knowledge, so they just slap something on it that kind of covers them, which is, well, get a further inspection. And then the homeowner typically says, well, I've used my fireplace, so what's the issue? And the buyer's like, well, okay, they've used it. And that happens a lot. So I think getting somebody out there to look at it is so important, because if people have a fireplace and the climate here, they really do want to use it. And buying something and then finding out that you can't is a total bummer. So I think that getting an inspection like that would be so important. What are the turnaround times if someone calls you to schedule something? How soon usually can you guys get in?
We can come out probably today or tomorrow.
Yeah,
this time of the year. But when it gets to the fall, we're booked out.
Yeah,
it's difficult to get to them. We try to accommodate real estate transactions, because time is important.
Right.
Even when we're busy.
Oh, plus you build in trust for a future client that comes back, because you recommend a chimney cleaning once every how many months?
Annually.
Annually.
Yeah. Okay. So annually. And after the burn season is the best time to do it. Everything is died down. Now you got the air conditioning coming on. You got soot. You got the ashes in there. The pressure in the building changes, and you start bringing this like campfire smell into your home. So you want to try to eliminate that as much as you can in the spring. Yes, heading into the.
So we got 2 minutes before the break, and we'll pick it up on the other side with the topic you wanted to cover.
Sure.
But I'll just throw this out there. I owned a home for 16, 17 years before I sold it, right? And then, we built our new home, whatever. We probably used the fireplace one or two times when we were there, right? When the furnace went out and we came back from vacation, until the tech came out to fire up the furnace again, we huddled everybody up in front of the fireplace and had a camp out. That was probably the only time that we used it, right? Put thousands of dollars into it because it had to look good, but we never used it. How often on a non-use, on a chimney fireplace that's not used, should you get it inspected?
Well, if you're not planning on using it, you don't have to do it annually.
Okay.
Right. But if you're going to light it up in 4 years from now, you should have it inspected before you do that.
Okay.
It's not a danger unless you're burning a fire in it, right? But things change. This weather's brutal. The winters are brutal. You freeze and thaw up on top, and they're shifting and moving and cracking. And these things have a limited lifespan until they're replaced with something that's permanent.
So even if you don't use it, I didn't know that either.
couldn't things build nests in there and things like
oh,
that?
Yeah,
if you haven't
yeah,
used your chimney
absolutely.
In 4 years, maybe 100%. Somebody else says, oh, Dave's not using it. Maybe we will.
Yeah.
And I did that. We came home recently, hadn't been home in a while, and there are bird nests all mm-hmm. over the place.
Oh, fire up the chimney. Let's go.
Let go.
Load it up. Bring in the wood there, buddy. Let's go.
We find that all the time. All the time.
So do you then, so if you plan on using it, and you haven't used it, you should get inspected before firing
absolutely,
it up.
Yeah.
Okay.
How long does a liner last?
If it's a stainless steel liner, that should last a lifetime.
Okay.
So the problem is that, you know, most of the masonry fireplaces are built with clay tiles. They have a limited lifespan. They crack. They wear. No new homes are built with stainless steel liners inside a masonry fireplace yet.
Okay.
But once you do the stainless reline, then, you know, you're good for a lifetime.
Got it.
Yeah. And how much is a chimney inspection if you're a new home buyer looking at a home, right? How much is the investment to make sure that the chimney that you're buying of the house that you're buying is in good shape? What are we talking?
$199.
Okay.
That's so reasonable.
Video inspection.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
$199 to save you hundreds, if not thousands of dollars on a important part of your house that if you have a fireplace, I would invest $199 and get a professional out there like Lindeman to check it out.
Definitely.
For sure.
And you want to find these things early. Like, so the crack on the top of your chimney is not going to get any smaller than it is today, and it's not going to get less expensive to fix. It's only going to get bigger and more expensive. So knowing what you're up against and doing the regular maintenance is, you know, saves you money in the long run.
I think I've heard that before, Roy Spencer. I think you have the same theme, right? It's not going to get any cheaper.
Getting better.
All right, so we're going to take a quick break for news here. Do you have to have a gas fireplace inspected? Sorry if we already covered that. So gas fireplace, should they be inspected?
Yeah, annually as well.
Annually as well. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. I teed this up for Schwani. Schwani, this is for you.
It's raining, man.
Just to get you remembered up in there, buddy, for your dance session during the break. We're going to throw it over to Schwani in the newsroom. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. We're going to take a quick break here on the other side. More Chimney Talk with Rob Lindeman of Lindeman Chimney Heating and Cooling.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, hour 2. 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We're here to help you with all your real estate questions, needs, desires, anything that you have, we're here to help you. 312 relationship advice, 312-981-7200. I'm really good at that. Roy, you know that better than anybody. You call me off.
Yeah, I can't tell you how many times you've helped Laura and I get through some tough times.
It's not so much Laura, it's you. 312, Laura calls me up. I think you need to call Roy. 312-981-7200 is the MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Craziest things that people have found, our listeners have found in their chimney. Fire away. How many years you been doing this?
I've been doing it since 95. I don't know. How long is that?
That's a long time.
Full time, but probably mid-80s.
Yeah, that's 40 years.
Illegally 40 working years. For my dad.
Right.
Yeah.
Under the table, $3.50 an hour.
I don't think I got that much.
Here's a sandwich and shut up.
I got fed.
Yeah, yeah. Sandwich and Coke and hold the ladder. 312-981-7200. So what's out of the 40 years of experience, what's the craziest things you've seen?
So the listeners won't find it, but we find it often. So I asked my dad, I'm like, what's the craziest thing? And I've heard this story. So he was young entrepreneur, full-time fireman, you know, getting into the business in the early 80s, and goes to a home in Northbrook, you know, cleans out the firebox, starts looking at the flue, we remove the damper, and finds a nice big bag of weed back there. Right? So, question for you, David.
Marijuana.
Marijuana.
Okay. Just want to make sure.
It's not legal back then.
Right.
So, if you're my dad, what do you do?
If I was your dad in 1988 and found a bag of weed, is he a straight-laced guy, a firefighter, no-nonsense guy, or is he one of these, let's go have a bottle of scotch?
I don't think he was a weed smoker, but I wouldn't say he was straight-laced either.
All right, well, he took it and gave it to his friends.
No.
No.
That
he gave it to you.
No.
You guys went in the back of the truck.
That would have been a bad parenting move.
You got a big bag of Fritos, because that's what everybody ate back then, and you got lit up with your dad.
No. So he chose, he cleaned it out, got it all cleaned up. And he's like, you know, I don't want to cause an issue here. So cleaned it up and just put the bag back.
No.
What a guy.
There was a teenager, you know, he was a 16, 17 year old boy that lived in the home. And he's like, I'm just going to do him a solid and just pretend like we didn't find this.
Who's now a CEO of a Fortune 500 right. company. Right.
That's funny.
That's a solid move by your dad.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I thought it was pretty good.
That's a nice move.
I hope he's listening and he said, I'm going to call those guys. I owe him one. You know?
Better be tuning in. Yeah.
Rob Goldman on Sunset Boulevard and Sunset Avenue in Northbrook. Sam and Crystal Lake, you've got a question for Mr. Lindemann. Rob Lindemann from Lindemann Chimney Fireplace Heating and Air Conditioning.
You were talking about that stainless steel liner. I was wondering, what would that roughly cost? I have a it's a natural burning, but there's a gas igniter, and I'd like to put that stainless steel in and possibly also convert the wood burner to a gas burner.
Yeah, typically the liners are $3,000 or $4,000. It's a major investment into the home, but it's a lifetime fix. Once you fix it, whether you're burning gas or wood, you're done. It's not going to break down. It's going to last forever.
Do you still have to have it inspected on an annual basis?
Yes, you still have to do that. You have to get it cleaned out.
That's right. And how about the gas? Convert the wood burner to gas.
It depends. You have to have it inspected, and assuming that the flue is in good shape, that's a pretty easy fix. You know, what we'll do is we'll switch out the gas logs and put in a log lighter. That's relatively inexpensive to do that conversion.
Well, I do have a log lighter in there already.
Oh, okay. You want to convert to gas from wood?
I wanted to convert to gas, and my wife likes those units where you take the remote control and it goes on.
Yeah, there's. You could either use gas logs, which is you can, if you were burning the flame, you could put your hand into the flame, or there's something called a direct vent fireplace, which are common now, which is an entirely sealed unit, but both can operate with the remote control.
That's
but
what I have.
The direct vent ones are really nice. It's a good investment. When you're burning your fireplace, you're actually putting heat in the home, and you'd use it all the time. I got one in my home. I wake up in the morning and the thing's burning, and it's great.
Great. Any other questions, Sam? Yeah.
And what would those run roughly?
Those are several thousand, maybe $3,000 to $5,000, depending on which model. The direct vent fireplace, the gas logs are probably more in the $1,000 to $2,000 range.
I see. Okay. Very good. Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right, hang on for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product, buddy. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. 219, a friend of ours with an Indiana phone number here. My aunt's Jimmy.
Oh.
What the heck is that? My aunt's Jimmy. Is Jimmy a part of a furnace? A part of a chimney?
I don't think so.
He might have said chimney. My aunt, he typed Jimmy. So I'll change it to my aunt's chimney. A raccoon had babies in it.
Yes.
Oh.
You see that a lot?
Every day in the spring.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. They come down. The mother will come down. So behind the damper, there's what they call a smoke shelf. It's a perfect area for a raccoon to have their pups. And, that's between like 2 and 7 of them. And they put them down there, and they live down there, and they bring their fleas and their stuff. And, until the mother, the babies are old enough that she'll drag them out of there. But yeah, they cause havoc. They their little claws they climb up the flue. They take out the mortar joints.
And those mama raccoons are really timid and are really nice to get close to.
No.
Right?
No. So when we get them out, even the little babies. So we'll chase the mother out. The mother leaves immediately, when we're messing around down there. But the babies we got to take out by hand through the firebox.
Roy?
So does typically a chimney cap, is it narrow enough to keep raccoons out? You said they're just going to claw that. I mean, I'm sure they could claw the mortar out and things like that. But, I mean, is it because there's not an adequate, a proper cap on it? Is that how raccoons get
so
easily?
Yeah, it's because it doesn't have a cap. So if you're looking at your home and it's wide open and it doesn't have a cap, it's a good place for a raccoon to come down.
So every chimney should have a cap.
Absolutely.
I'm always blown away by that. People get water in their chimney and they look up and there's not even a cap on it. How does that I mean, why wouldn't everybody have a cap?
Well, most homes are built without them. It's just one of those things that they didn't give them the option when they built the home. The mason built the fireplace, and it's just an extra expense that we don't know who's absorbing. So the home is built, beautiful, million-dollar home, no cap.
What are you talking about, $75 or something for a chimney cap? Yeah. Why would that even be an option? That's crazy.
Yeah, I don't know, but it's common. But
it's America.
It is.
America. Phone number for listeners who want to reach out to you with all of their... Oh, here's a quick one before we get a break, because Benny's chirping in my ear. We got a break. Does the cost of a chimney inspection include the cleaning, or is that a separate investment?
That would be separate. $299 with the cleaning and inspection.
$299 with the cleaning and inspection. $199 just for the inspection. Right. All right. Well, there you go. If you're selling a home,
reasonable.
It's so reasonable.
Yeah.
Okay. Phone number...
Lindeman.com or 847-918-7994.
And I used your matches on my outdoor fireplace.
There you go.
Thank you very much, because I was lighting it one of those clicker things. Almost blew up my freaking head. So thank you for those. Thanks for the tip. Now, where were you when I turned it? Now I turned it down lower and used your striker matches that are, 38 inches long?
Yeah.
About 12 inches. 18 inches long?
They're long ones.
Yeah, they're long.
The last time I was on the show, the lady called in and got her hair lit on fire and put it out in the kitchen.
We know.
That was an interesting call.
That was an interesting call.
Yeah.